The number of homeless families sheltered in motel rooms across the state has fallen by 30%, with an even larger 51% reduction in western Massachusetts. The Massachusetts Undersecretary for Housing and Community Development, Aaron Gornstein, says the numbers give him confidence the state can eliminate the use of motels as emergency homeless shelters by June 30th, 2014.
So we are on track. This is a gradual effort over a period of 2 years is what this effort has been. We didn't say it was going to happen all at once. It takes time to work with every family on an individual basis, understand what their needs are, and help them find affordable housing.
Statewide, there are 1,250 families being sheltered in motel rooms, down from 1,800 last December. There were 513 homeless families in motels in western Massachusetts last July, and that number has now dropped to 255. The state has for decades put homeless families up in motel rooms when emergency shelters are at capacity. The numbers skyrocketed during the recession and the foreclosure crisis. State officials say the practice is not cost-effective for the taxpayers, nor is it in the best interests of the homeless families. The state pays an average of $3,000 a month for a family to stay in a motel room. Last July, at the urging of the state legislature, the Patrick administration tightened requirements for homeless families to gain access to emergency shelter. But Gornstein denied that has had a significant impact on the motel use.
We're making sure there's a strong safety net in place for every family, and we want to help every family as best as possible, whether it's helping them stay where they are with various programs, relocating them, or providing them with permanent affordable housing.
At a news conference Monday in Holyoke, Gornstein urged the state legislature to support continued funding for homelessness prevention programs in next year's state budget.
We are hopeful that we could maintain the commitment that we've made.
Republican State Senator Michael Knappich of Westfield praised what he called a quick and compassionate approach by the Patrick administration to removing homeless families from motels.
That's absolutely a goal. I think it's an attainable goal. The economy seems to be getting a little bit better as we move. And that's also part of the key, too, is obviously a better economy for folks.
Massachusetts spent about $300 million last year on family homelessness and housing support programs. About a third of that total was for emergency assistance. Undersecretary for Housing Gornstein said the state is committed to encouraging the construction of more affordable housing. He highlighted a $15 million project in East Hampton that is renovating a century-old textile mill into affordable housing for 50 families. East Hampton Mayor Michael Tausnick said turning old industrial buildings into housing will help revitalize the downtown.
Part of that long-range plan, the idea that people need to be in a downtown, people need to live in a downtown for a downtown to be successful. The idea that you can create a downtown by attracting people from 9 to 5 and then have them go home somewhere else just doesn't work.
Gornstein awarded East Hampton a $10,000 grant to work on community development plans. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.